This is an iHeart podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun on a Monday. And it's, of course, a Medal of Honor Monday. That's coming up an hour from now. We're going to discuss a little bloodbath hoax, the media created one, and there's great news out there right now, all kinds of great news. There's some bad news that comes from that, but we're going to discuss that in detail in just a moment. We're going to discuss their plans for 2024, why they're going poorly, why that might be a problem. The census data, pretty revealing once again. We screwed up more foreign policy and it might get us in a nuclear war. Long COVID was a lie, shifting demographics in America, all that fun, funny, freedom.
Freedom is not free.
And more coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. I want to begin here. With me and my kids. Just stay with me. It's going to come back to the bloodbath thing, the hoax thing. You see, I used to do this thing with my sons all the time where I would lie to them. Only fun, funny lies. I would tell them when they were 4, 5, 6 years old, hey, I'm the Incredible Hulk. What, Dad? Are you really? Yeah, man, I'm the Incredible Hulk. Yeah, for sure. And it didn't take them long. And they'd start asking questions because kids are always smarter than you think. Just stay with me. I'm going somewhere. Hey, Dad, if you're the Incredible Hulk, why haven't we ever seen you turn green? And I would tell them, well, I've got it under control. I don't want to hurt you. I don't want to hurt your mom. I'm trying to maintain here. So I turn green at night. At night, I turn green. After you guys go to bed, after we put you to bed, that's when I turn green and go fight crime. Oh, okay, Dad. And then sometime later, you can tell it'd been bothering them. They asked, well, Dad, I don't understand. Incredible Hulk, he turns green and gets all big and powerful when he gets mad, but we see you get mad. We've seen you get mad before. You get mad at us. Why don't you turn green then? And what happened was this slow, steady progression over time. And eventually it not only dawned on them that I was not the Incredible Hulk, that when I made statements to them, making myself seem like some superhero with special powers, they were skeptical from that point on. I used to tell them I was a Jedi all the time, and we'd walk up to the automatic doors, and I'd put my hand out, and I'd say, boom, look at the doors getting open. Then at first, they were like, wow, and then eventually they were all, wait a minute, it opens for me too. And I told them, yeah, that's because you're my son. You have some Jedi powers too. And then they saw the doors opening for everybody. And eventually they were all, wait a minute, Dad's a freaking liar. The bloodbath hoax thing over the weekend is not about Trump or the American media or anything. It's about us, the American people, and our relationship with the system and how that relationship has changed to the point that we have taken away so much of their power to lie to us. And it's a good thing. People are taking this all wrong. It's a good thing. Now, let me catch you up in case you're just now joining us. Trump was at some rally in the weekend. He's just giving a speech. And you may have heard that this tiny little version of it where Trump references bloodbath.
And you're not going to be able to sell those guys. If I get elected. Now, if I don't get elected, it's going to be a bloodbath for the whole. That's going to be the least of it. It's going to be a bloodbath for the country. That'll be the least of it.
Okay, so that's short, kind of hard to understand. What's a bloodbath? But he's obviously not threatening any kind of violence. You've probably heard that clip already. Maybe you'd like the full context of it. It's all on video. Again, I don't have to make this up. It's not an internet conspiracy theory. Here's what he said.
Let me tell you something to China. If you're listening, President Xi, and you and I are friends, but he understands the way I deal, those big monster car manufacturing plants that you're building in Mexico right now, and you think you're going to get that, you're going to not hire Americans, and you're going to sell the cars to us. Now, we're going to put a 100% tariff on every single car that comes across the line, and you're not going to be able to sell those cars. If I get elected, Now, if I don't get elected, it's going to be a bloodbath for the whole. That's going to be the least of it. It's going to be a bloodbath for the country. That'll be the least of it.
Okay. So in case you're just not, I realize I have to make sure everyone's caught up. That's what he said. After he said that, the system itself shifted into attack mode. It would look, I could sit and read. Honestly, it would take me a half hour straight to read every article about Trump threatens a bloodbath, Trump threatens violence, Trump references violence, article after article after article after article after article. Immediately, the system locked shields. They saw an opportunity and lied. Don't worry, I'm going to get to the bad news part of it. This is all the good news part of it. Immediately. And of course, because they all speak with one voice, because they're not separate, that's why we call it the system, as the media was running with it. Democrat politicians were all running with it.
He's even
This is Grandma Vodka, obviously.
He's even predicting a bloodbath. What does that mean? He's going to exact a bloodbath? There's something wrong here. How?
But something wonderful happened. You see, over many, 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 many times over the course of my adult life, I have watched, and you have watched, a large percentage of the American people fall for the lies of the system. You've seen it over and over and over again. I've seen it over and over and over again. But something different happened this weekend, and it gives me a lot of hope for this country, a lot of hope for the people of this country. The American people, they didn't buy this one. And yes, now I know we're going to get to your liberal Aunt Peggy. I know she did. I'm going to get to the bad news portion of it. There is some bad that comes with it. We'll get to that in a minute. Just set that aside. I promise I'm going to get to that. I'm not just going to do all sunshine here. But listen, not only did the system's lie get rejected, the system's lie got rejected so quickly and so loudly, so many people, such a high percentage of the population pushed back on this lie so quickly that it actually had the apparatchiks in the media getting all huffy and defensive on their various cable news shows that you didn't buy their lie. I'm going to play for you Joe Scarborough here. Yes, he's a loser. You know, MSNBC is just a big dork. But he was one of course, the first ones. Bloodbath, bloodbath, bloodbath. And then he got the pushback, all the pushback saying, that's a lie, that's a lie, you dirty liar. We heard the whole context of it. And Joe Scarborough, after that pushback, was absolutely aghast, mortified that he now lives in a country where his lies are not bought.
He's talking about a bloodbath for America. It's laid out in the terms of it. And these idiots on Twitter, these idiots on cable news, these idiots on Sunday shows, going, well, our presidents, you know, he was talking only about the auto industry, and this is one more.
Listen, I'm actually going to let him start again. I'm going to start it over, and I'll let him finish. But listen to how snide he is. Listen to how he looks down on you. He walked right up to you and he pointed up to the blue sky and he said, hey, look up. The sky is green, isn't it? He walked right up to you and he told a lie to your face. And you looked up and you said, no, actually, that sky is blue. And now he's looking down on you and he hates you for that. He is so disgusted with you that you won't just go along with his lies. Listen to the bitterness in his voice.
He's talking about a bloodbath for America. It's laid out in the terms of it. And these idiots on Twitter, these idiots on cable news, these idiots on Sunday shows going, well, our presidents, you know, he was talking only about the auto industry. And this is one more. It's just bull. Let me say that at 6:15 a.m. It's just bull.
By the way, I'll let him keep going. We had to beep that out because he actually dropped the cuss words on cable news. That's how emphatic he was getting. That's how angry he is with you. Why don't you believe his lies anymore?
He knew what he was doing. We're not stupid. Americans aren't stupid. He was talking about a bloodbath. Sometimes a bloodbath means a bloodbath. And when he finishes by saying, and that's just going to be the least of it, seriously, these people may be stupid. We're not.
So, speaking of stupid, let's discuss the bad part of this, because there is a bad part, right? It's a good thing that the American people rejected a lie, pushed back against a lie, but it obviously was not all Americans. So let's have a discussion about why people believe what they believe, why people live in lies, why people live in a world of make-believe. What are the conditions that created that? And so much more coming up tonight on the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show. But first, let's talk about this lie. The lie that you should settle for any other cell service except for Pure Talk. What, Chris? You shouldn't have Verizon, man. You really shouldn't. Verizon, all jokes aside, is an evil company. AT&T and T-Mobile, these companies hate us. We're always looking around at the corporate world, aghast at what they're doing, and then we send these companies our money every month. You can switch to Pure Talk and not sacrifice service. Same 5G network, same phone. You understand that you can keep your phone number when you switch to Pure Talk? Or they're giving out brand new Samsung 5G smartphones right now. So you don't sacrifice service. You get to patronize a company that loves your country. You can keep your phone number and you save money. Why haven't you switched? Pick up your phone and switch. It takes 10 minutes on the phone and you're speaking to someone who speaks English. Just dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. Get your free phone, switch to Pure Talk, all right? #250, say Jesse Kelly. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. Remember, you can email the show whatever you want. Love, hate, death threats. Email those into jesse@jessekellyshow.com. So the media tried for another hoax, another sky is green moment. And the pushback was louder and stronger than the original hoax. That's a good thing. Smile. Don't get angry about that whole bloodbath lie thing. Smile about it. We are waking up. Are a lot of American people behind you? Yes, and we're going to get to those people in a moment. But we are slowly but surely waking up. It's a good thing that people are not believing. Now, just so you don't think that it's just bright and sunny, Jesse, today, and we're only going to put a smiling face on everything. There's some bad to this. There's a lot of bad to this. So let's discuss something. Have you ever heard of Plato's cave allegory? Plato's cave allegory? Now, I'm certainly not the expert on it, just so you know, in case you're not aware, Plato, that's Greek for play dough, like the American dough stuff you use. Anyway, he was also like a philosopher type guy, I've been told, and he's got this allegory, and I'm not going to go into all the depth that he does and all the details and stuff like that on it. It's friggin' boring anyway. But understand that this is the basic scenario, and this will come back to politics for a moment. In fact, this is going to help you, I think, maybe in some small ways, understand the Democrat in your life. Because you probably have a Democrat in your life at work, at home, at school, church, somewhere. You have a liberal Aunt Peggy in your life who woke up today and she believes that Donald Trump called for a bloodbath. She believes it. She's probably telling everybody right now, can you believe this dictator, Hitler? Okay, so let's talk about Plato's cave allegory really, really quickly. What it was this. It was a make-believe scenario, but here's what it was. This group of people, they were born in a cave. The cave is dark, all right? So they're deep, deep, deep in the cave, the group of people. And they are not only chained to the walls of the cave. This is how they were born. This is how they grow. They're facing the wall of the cave. They cannot turn around. You cannot turn around, okay? So you with me? And that's how you're born. That's how you grow up. That's how you take in your meals. Every minute of every day, you're chained inside of a cave, staring at the wall of the cave. But it's not black in there. It's not blacked out. It's not totally dark. somebody built a fire behind these people. So the fire's to their back. Now, what does that do? It creates shadows on the cave wall. That's all these people can see, is the shadows from the flames on the cave wall. When people are walking by, when they themselves are doing something, all they've ever known is the shadows on the cave wall. And he goes into this fascinating discussion. It's a discussion about human nature, that eventually some guy gets out and he finds out, oh my gosh, there's a whole other world, because the people who are in the cave don't know about any other world. They don't know. That's the only world they've ever known. They live in this cave. They see the shadows. That's where they take their food. They're not even unhappy. That's just the only world they've ever known. But a guy gets out and he sees, oh my gosh, we were in this crappy cave. Oh geez, the sun and the food and the, look at the colors and the birds and there's this whole other world that he discovers out there, and he gets excited. And believe me, I'm doing the ultimate paraphrase. The actual allegory is frankly a lot more boring, but he goes charging into the cave and he tells them, guys, you're not gonna believe this. There's this world of color out there, and beauty and fresh air and cool water, and life is good and it's different. It's not all dark, and this is horrible. Hey, let me set you free so you can come see what I've seen and experience reality, experience the world outside of the cave and the shadows. And the people don't want to come, because the cave and the fire to their back and the shadows and all those other things, they may be dark and ugly and uncomfortable and miserable to someone like you, to someone like me. To me, doesn't that sound like hell, right? It sounds like torture. It sounds like some kind of sick, depraved form of torture. To you, that's what it sounds like. To me, that's what it sounds like. But to someone who has only ever known that world, offering someone who has lived in that world a view, a taste of reality, that would actually be torture for them. To reveal to somebody that everything they are, everything they know, every part of their being is a lie. Every part of their belief system is a lie. Every single thing you've thought and done and the actions you've taken inside of that cave, it was all for nothing, and you've lived your entire life as a lie. That, if you reveal that truth to someone, that is a pain too great for them, and they would rather just stay in the cave with the chains than face that kind of reality. Now, that is going to lead us directly into why your liberal Aunt Peggy believes all the things she believes. And there's a lot more that goes into that, and why that world was created and how it was created for her. And we'll go into that in a moment. Before we do that, let's do this. You are not like that. You think about things. You like to use your mind. You use your mind when I do this show. If I say things you disagree with, and of course I do. You don't just blindly agree with me. We need our minds functioning fast and well. That's what natural herbal supplements from Chalk are really about for me. It's about my mind more than anything else. My mind and my energy. At 42, I have way more energy and way more focus than I had, honestly, at 35. I do. And it's because I take a male vitality stack from Chalk every day. It's not just about your levels, fellas. It's not just about making babies. It's about your mind, your logic, your focus, your energy. Ladies, they have a female vitality stack for you. They have Chalk lit powder. You should start every day with Chalk lit powder poured into something. Milk, smoothie, whatever it may be. Go get a subscription to natural herbal supplements from Chalk and watch your world change. Subscriptions are on sale in the month of March with the code Jesse. So don't pay full price like a chump. Get a subscription. Chalk.com, CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse. We'll be back.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. Hope everybody had a wonderful St. Paddy's Day weekend. I most definitely had a wonderful St. Paddy's Day weekend, even though we didn't really do anything per se. But that's what happens. That's what happens when you get older. All right. Now let's have a talk. We're talking about the world of make-believe now. We already talked about the bloodbath hoax and how the voters are... The American people, I should say, rejected this one. They rejected it. But let's talk about your liberal Aunt Peggy, because we just went over the allegory of the cave and how some people not only live in a world of make-believe, they want to. I've tried to explain this before, and there are many reasons for it, but you should understand something. Not only does your liberal Aunt Peggy live in a world of make-believe, she wants to stay there. She doesn't want you to pull her out. This is not universal, but this is oftentimes the case. In fact, she'll treat you angrily if you try to pull her out. And she is. The modern American Democrat is insane, depending on what definition of the word you want to use. So allow me to do this. Let me ask you something. What percentage of American Democrats believe that Donald Trump called Nazis very fine people? What percentage of American Democrats? High, isn't it? 80, 90% probably? Do you know a Democrat who refutes that? Let's ask it that way. Do you know a single Democrat, whenever that's brought up, who says, that's not what he said? Now, why? Don't worry, this I'll go somewhere with this. Why? It's on, anyone can watch it. It's on video. It's on audio. Here's what he said.
When did you get to
it? Not that one. Sorry. It's the, where was he? Trump, very fine people thing.
I do think there's blame. Yes, I think there's blame on both sides. You look at both sides. I think there's blame on both sides. And I have no doubt about it. And you don't have any doubt about it either. And you had some very bad people in that group. But you also had people that were very fine people on both sides.
That's what he said. That was it. That's the full context of it. Yet your liberal Aunt Peggy believes that Donald Trump got up and called Nazis very fine people. Understand that liberal Aunt Peggy lives in a world of make-believe to the point where she's insane. And if there was a man, let's say there's a tall building right next to you right now, a 20-story building, and there was a man naked standing on top of the building right now, covered in peanut butter, calling out that he thinks he is Thor, the thunder god, and he can fly, and he's getting ready to jump. And he jumps, right? He jumps and splatters to his death, and he's dead. Now, you would consider that gentleman insane, right? Of course you would. That would be your definition, I would hope. I would consider that gentleman insane. Very sad that he's now dead. But why would you use that word for him? Why would you use the word insane when describing him? Because he believes them all the way to the point he'll die for it. He believes things that are not real. It's as if he occupies, for whatever reason, whether it be drugs, just his mind is broken, he occupies a reality that is not reality. He lives in an alternate reality. So you would look at Naked Peanut Butter Man diving to his death, and you would say that dude is insane. But explain to me why Naked Peanut Butter Man, believing he's Thor the Thunder God who can fly, why is he more insane than liberal Aunt Peggy, who believes Donald Trump called Nazis very fine people?
I do think there's blame. Yes, I think there's blame on both sides. You look at both sides. I think there's blame on both sides. And I have no doubt about it. And you don't have any doubt about it either. And you had some very bad people in that group. But you also had people that were very fine people on both sides.
Liberal Aunt Peggy is insane. The modern Democrat should be considered insane because the modern Democrat lives in a world that is entirely of make-believe. If you believe a bunch of things that aren't real, you're insane. The modern American Democrat is insane. Now, let's understand, yes, a lot of people wish to remain that way. as we just talked about, the allegory of the cave and all that stuff. A lot of people wish to remain that way. But also, a lot of people in power, many, many, many people in power, honestly, you could probably say this about both sides, but many people in power, they need liberal Aunt Peggy to remain in that world, because if she was to ever have the scales fall from her eyes and look around and see the world of make-believe in which she lives, she would not only step out of that world, if she had a desire to, she would step out of that world. She would probably be one of the biggest fighters against that world, because she's been in the prison, had her eyes opened, got out of the prison, and now she's returning back to the prison, the Count of Monte Cristo style, saying, burn it down. That's the bad place. So the system has to keep her there. And it's wild watching how evil these people are and how they'll do it. Remember this. Remember, as we just played for you, the very fine people thing from Trump is something that's easily verified. You don't have to take my word. It's not your word versus my word. It's on videotape. You can go watch it. I just played it for you. And yet, the current president of the United States of America said repeatedly that he ran for office because of that event, the event which did not happen.
When did you get to 100%? When did you know this is something that I have to do for yourself?
Charlottesville, when those folks came out of the fields carrying torches with contorted faces and carrying Nazi flags. When the president was asked about it, he said, they asked what he thought, he said, I thought there were very fine people on both sides. No president, sitting president, has ever said anything like that.
The president of the United States of America and many, many others went on national television and explained to liberal Aunt Peggy what he said, creating the world of make-believe, creating the monster she has to fight against. Didn't matter if it was real or not, they put her in that world on purpose. And that's also, let's give credit where it's due, although credit's certainly not the way I want to put it. Republicans, especially elected Republicans, over and over and over again, help the system create this world of make-believe. They help the system talk about how green the sky is instead of immediately pushing back against the evil lies. You have Republicans like Senator Bill Cassidy of Louisiana. I mean, after all those bloodbath comments, that's toeing the line, you dork.
If you take the one about the bloodbath, which arguably could be about an economic bloodbath, not about kind of street violence related to the election, then it gives his defenders something to focus on as something which was distorted. So, yes, he always walks up to the edge on that rhetoric. And again, that's why people are concerned.
What a loser. And that is exactly why they're known as the low-T GOP. I mean, I guess some people might interpret it the wrong way. And look, what are we going to do? They're lying about it. So, I mean, that's pathetic. And again, I'm not going to go off on it. It's a different kind of a night. I have a bunch of other places I want to go. Louisiana. Hey, Chris, you might want to look this up for me. Louisiana's a red state, right? It is red. It is red, isn't it? And yet, Senator Bill Cassidy is the senator from that state. My state, Texas, Senator John Cornyn, biggest friggin' dork loser in the Senate. The Dakotas, Tillis, Rounds, you name all these dorks. From red states, we've got to do better. All right, let's discuss a little bit more of the world of make-believe and measles. Oh, great, it's measles back. Medal of Honor. Monday's coming up in 10 minutes. Let's discuss your pillows. Let's discuss your sheets. Look, it's easy to convince someone to get a new mattress, as long as you have the money, even though no one does anymore. It's easy to convince someone to get a new pillow. We love pillows. But sheets, we just kind of just grab this set. Why don't we take more time with the sheets? The sheets are arguably the star of the show. It's the sauce on the pizza. Giza Dream Sheets are the greatest sheets ever from MyPillow, and they're on sale for $59.98 right now for a queen size set. King size is just $10 more. Get a couple sets of Giza Dream Sheets, all kinds of colors and stuff, so don't worry about that. Also, remember, The OG My Slippers, the originals, the infamous My Slippers, 60, not 16, 60, 60% off. Gosh, get some My Slippers right now. You can actually walk indoor, outdoor. Your feet don't hurt. Your knees don't hurt. MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special Square and use the promo code Jesse. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse, or call them 800-845-0544 for free shipping on these limited time specials. We'll be back.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday, coming up on Medal of Honor Monday, about 10 minutes from now. Don't forget, if you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Google, Spotify, iTunes. All right, one more last word on this, and then we're going to get to a couple other things. Understand this. You may not be able to pull liberal Aunt Peggy out of her world of make-believe. She may not want to leave. She very likely does not want to leave her world of make-believe. Most Democrats do not. That's the only world they've ever known. It's safer there. They'd rather just live there and die there. That's where they want to stay. But you should always remember this. Liberal Aunt Peggy is miserable. Because having to constantly construct a world of lies around you to reinforce your sick religion is a miserable existence. Here's a headline from the New York Post today. Woke people are more likely to be unhappy, anxious, and depressed. Your liberal Aunt Peggy is miserable. And it would be miserable, right? Instead of just living truth, instead of just living in the real world, imagine having to wake up every day. Think of it like an ugly woman. A feminist, right? I want you to think of this like a feminist. So being a Democrat is like being a feminist, in that you wake up as a feminist woman and you understand, you're not stupid, you see the world around you, you understand that you're really, really ugly, extremely, I mean, I'm talking physically, just physically unattractive in unimaginable ways. And in order to go out in public, to keep people from recoiling in horror and kids from screaming when they see you, you understand that you have to put on large amounts of makeup. You essentially have to completely redo your hideous face if you're a feminist in order to go out into public every day. That's what it's like living life as a Democrat. You have to wake up every day and construct for yourself a world of lies in order to continue with your life the way you've always lived it. And wouldn't that suck? Wouldn't that be miserable? Lies like, I don't know, that New York is totally safe, the safest city around.
You know, you hear a lot of noise about, public safety in the city. This is the safest big city in America. We inherited a city where crime was up.
Safest big city in America. Jesse, I just heard some illegal alien complex has an outbreak of measles. I just told a friend that left 8 to 10 years ago they can't let these people come into our country because they'll bring diseases. He disagreed. Jesse, it's just common sense. Of course he disagreed. I told you, remember, I think it was on Friday's show when I was reading. Those were authentic, by the way. I was in this group text, and there's a Democrat in the group text. It's a group of friends. It doesn't matter who they are. But there's a Democrat in the group text, and there were all these New Yorkers in there. And he's also a New Yorker, the Democrat. And all these New Yorkers were yelling at him about all the illegals that are flooding the city, and you're stepping over them, and they're ruining the schools, and disease, and all the crime. And now you have these Venezuelan gangs operating out of there. And I read his responses. All his responses were all, what problems? I haven't seen any problems. And then they pressed him more, and he said, oh, I ran into, I think he called them migrants, because of course he did. I ran into a couple of them. They were so nice. They were just friendly to me. That guy wakes up every single day and has to build a world of make-believe in order to get through the day. No, they're not bringing in measles. They're not bringing in diseases. We haven't imported large criminal gangs into New York City. What? Someone didn't just get shot in the face. It's just the safest place in the world.
You know, you hear a lot of noise about, public safety in the city. This is the safest big city in America. We inherited a city where crime was up 40%. That is not
to be. Yeah. Anyway, let's do a quick Biden thing because I'm going to do some Biden stuff after Medal of Honor Monday next hour. I think that they are in really, really, really serious trouble, and it's awesome. It's really awesome to watch Biden be unable to save himself right now. I think it's fascinating. And no, I'm not going to do some pie in the sky fantasy scenario where we sweep everything in 2024. I'm not doing that, but I'm going to get into that in more detail next hour. But one of the bright shining examples of it is, you know how Jill Biden, how she's been the true president for really the whole time. She loves power. She's addicted to it. She loves being first lady. And that's why she's going to apparently keep her husband there until the dementia finally finishes him off. And now, Jill, she's handling a lot of the speaking duties, even more than she used to. You notice that?
And that's what Joe does best. He takes action and quickly.
Ah, yes. Old Joe. He's quite the speedster anymore. Oh, great Oracle. I want to take issue with you for proclaiming that your loyal listeners are the most well-informed on political issues. Not that I disagree. However, the last thing we need is a bunch of anti-communist Karens and Kens bragging about their superior intellects like the obsequious? Hey, Chris, look up this word really quick. OBSEQUIOUS, like the obsequious. Anyway, NPR freaks who openly hold themselves in the highest regards. Humility, please. He says his name is Michael. No, Michael, no, no. Obviously, humility is it's awesome. You want to be a humble person. And you know what else is awesome? Me. No, seriously, listen, we can be bolder and more confident about what we believe. I don't think what is it? How do you say it, Chris? How do you say it?
Obsequious.
Obsequious. What does it mean? That's a good word. It's a long definition. Does it mean, whatever, it doesn't matter what it means, Chris. You know what? We're going to use it next hour. Obsequious. No, I'll learn. Chris, how hard can it be to figure out how to learn that word? Don't be so obsequious. Anyway, I'm going to figure it out. And I'm going to use that word a lot next hour. Anyway, listen. These people, they're coming apart on us. Joe Biden, his re-election campaign. He's physically coming apart on us, mentally coming apart on us. And that's a good thing. And back to the email, we can be cocky. A little cocky. You don't have to be super cocky, but we should be bolder than we've been. Your liberal Aunt Peggy shouldn't feel like she's the smartest person in the room. All right, whatever. It's Medal of Honor Monday time. I love these. I know you love these. Giddy up. Next.
This is an iHeart podcast.